If such destruction was being wrought on our environment by unchecked attempts to increase food production, the impact on our bodies was equally as damaging. Understanding the consequences of this shift to an abundant, highly processed food on obesity and related diseases was a problem that was to occupy scientists for decades to come.
It only took a generation of eating processed food before people everywhere began putting on weight.
In 1967, a detailed investigation on 500 patients from two general practices showed that half the population was more than 15% overweight. That represents over a stone of unwanted fat.
It's no shock to us today that too many sweet things are bad, but back in 1968, they were only just latching on to the problems in store.
The problem of overweight has partly arisen because of changing eating habits. In a growingly affluent society, there's more food generally available. Sales of biscuits and confectionery has doubled in 10 years. All these new foods contain sugar, which, although nutritionally valueless, improves the flavour of almost any processed food, even soups, beef cubes and tinned vegetables. As a result, sugar consumption has risen fivefold in a century and doubled in 10 years. On average, we eat 200 weight of sugar a year each.